Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell everybody you know all about it. This is basically a show for everyone to listen to, everybody to get into. You are listening to Cocooning from the Microphone here. And I am DJ Butterfly Feast here. The one and only. And on the other side of this line is the one and only Organic OK. Organic, come on. Speak up. Let yourself be heard.
Yeah, I want to be heard because it's better to be listening. But at this point in time, I am comedian Organic OK.
All right, okay. Good people. And once again, you're listening to Cocooning from the Microphone. And we invite you, don't just listen, talk. Now, good people. We're here. Call in. You can be on the radio. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. And here it is. We are basically, if you're just joining us, you're late. You shouldn't be behind all this. Look, it started like this. I was living in McKinleyville, California. McKinleyville, where horses have the right of way. I spent my whole life there. I did everything there was to do there. I mean, we have everything in McKinleyville. It's in California, but it's in Northern California. It snows. You can ski, sled, snowboard. I did all that. I did other stuff. We have a beach there, too.
Why do people always say that when they're town? If an hour's time, they got everything. When you go to their town, there's nothing that you like. Everyone says all the time, my town is this, my town is that. You go to their town, you're like, man, there's nothing here I like. I mean, come on now. The town in the actual market was not, for the most part, some people got more power and got more, invested in the community. But for the average person, they ain't getting nothing out of a city. When a person don't tell the person where they're from, and they don't compliment their city where they're from, people, what they do? They tend to get mad. Because they didn't rep their actual city when they got successful. Or we say something about that city, people tend to not like it. And what happens?
What happens? I give up. Tell me.
They get mad, and then when you come on tour, if you're famous enough, they're going to give you problems. They're going to give you problems. They're going to give you the business, they call it. They call it give you the business. It's tons of people. Say something, and you're thinking, oh, well, the journalists are talking to them. And they find their hard way making comments about something they shouldn't have been, but they've been, put up to saying things. This happens. And what I'm saying to you is, there's no economic foundation on your behalf to start acting like your city and town got everything. Your city got everything. Like what? Your city got everything.
You don't got
everything.
Well, I said we did.
Oh, you got everything. Come on now, man. That's an over-exaggeration. And for those that like everything, we want everything. We say everything, we want everything. I like everything. I like all the desserts, all the actual benefits of what you call good taste. Good taste and good flavor. When you got good taste and good flavor, guess what happens? You have a hungry appetite, right? And when you have a hungry appetite, what does that mean?
You're gonna want to eat fervently.
No, you got a hungry appetite. That means that you lose the taste. Oh, you lose the taste. And sometimes things are untasteful. And it's important. And our life is important. But some don't have too many opportunities to make first impressions. You must understand some of what our altitude of experiences is how sometimes some people make a life and value is, you know, evolving, right? Some people say all the time, they ain't got a mentor, they ain't had nobody to raise them, you know, they have to get it and get how they got it, and they don't have better foundation and people in place to give them better infrastructure for them to be successful. They would have did it. And some people, when they find great messages that align them and give them a sense of hope, things in as collectives, where people are creating this toxic dividing system. And you get to places where you think it's so gloomy and, you know, and it's not gloomy for the person that, think about people that change society. People get mad about certain people that change society by the viewpoint, but this changing, you change the world and you got less resources and you got to change it without necessarily having the things you need. Isn't that something? You know, I tell you about these great people that create things or not giving them things to truly be happy. Don't you want to feed people and wealth, give people the right wealth that's taking all their interest, taking all their life, and putting it forth?
Of course, man. More than that, I want to be one of them. I want to join the ranks, if you will. But, yeah, more of us need to basically prosper because things are in a bad way, aren't they?
Think about the percentage of people truly changing society that don't have much. And think about that. Like, imagine not having much. It changes all these different people's lives, and you're doing it without the resources that they have after you gave them information based on your overcoming obstacles and truly investing. Investing, and you invest in people the way that you truly need to invest in yourself. Think about how much better you'll be. Think about your experience, DJ Buff Hafifi. Think about, and somebody truly investing in you, you got the interest too. So, well, maybe if you're doing this, if you didn't go through this opposition, maybe you'd have this insight and hunger to help. But who knows what you'll be? Think about that. Like, besides they try to pit everything around what? What they try to pit around? Dividing or what? What? Listen to this. Who always, what you get when you travel other places around, just to say, you're in California originally. You're from California. But think about it. Some of the places that people say California, that they don't know about where you're from, right? You tell them, they're like, where's that at? And a lot of people don't know where McKinleyville is located. And what I'm saying to you in so many words, how do we get lost in the politics of what people are talking about that are feeding the people into a true message, a true desire there. Do you, truly, do you weather the storm to the altitude of your abilities? Has someone truly gave you your actual desires? If somebody come from another area and gave you some information that you can appreciate, why do you know they came from other areas that invested in you? They didn't get caught up in the city, in the politics, the government things, but the person invested in you so you can have the things you really need. Think about that. Say, in society, we think it's time human clan, community. And for me, where I originate from, you know, it's individual people that inspire me. Individual people, not the city, but individual people that gave me some information. You know, I've been one of those people growing up where I've been my own desire and appetite. And it's things that I see, so, oh, okay, this is not infrastructure. To become compelling in another level. And that's something that I desire. Truly desire. And not everybody has that approach. But I know there's a lot of things that people try to, you know, in a sense, try to put it behind you. So, in a sense, you won't have the information you will have if people gave you the information you could have. Now, we as collective group of people, we're supposed to have that resources so we can be successful. Now, that's what I did. I've talked more of this show than I ever should talk on your show. But as you were saying, that's what I'm going to do the rest of the show. I'm going to be quiet. I'm good.
All right. Okay. Anywho, there I was, basically. Living in McKinleyville, California, and I had done everything there was to do there. I did everything. I mean everything. But after a while, I'd done everything, and I was tired of it, you know. I wanted to do something else. I wanted to feel, you know, when I left high school, I didn't have all these big ambitions and desires, basically, to do whatever. I wasn't sure what I was going to do the rest of my life. What was I going to do? So, truth was, I remember my parents finally kicked me out. They said they wanted me to go. They let me stay as long as they did because otherwise they'd have to talk to each other. And they didn't want to do that. They didn't want their time, their space. They resent each other. But having me around was no picnic. They're so, they kicked me out. There I was, just with the clothes on my back and my backpack full, you know, and walking basically out. And I was like, dang, I'm homeless now. I don't have a place to live. What am I going to do? See, that's the thing. That's the thing. I mean, I basically...
Repeat yourself over and over again. What's going on with you, man? Repeat yourself. We hear you.
All right, fine. Anywho, I walked through the woods. I walked through all the way to Hammond Trail, to the creek, the hiking trail, you know, and there I saw a whole group of people there near the camping site. Organic, I saw you and the rest of your merry band. I did. And the truth was, I basically sat down just to talk to you, see how are things, how is everything, how is what, not explain that I've been kicked out of my home.
Okay, that's so much perfect. We hear you talking. Don't forget you're talking to us. You're not talking to yourself. You're not daydreaming. This is really you're talking, not a puppet.
Now, remember, you basically invited me to join you. Join the expedition. And I said, what expedition? And you mentioned you were going from place to place, picking up garbage, all kinds, and at the same time, you were also trying to help the homeless, which I had become. So what did I do? I decided to go along with this. I really did. I really had. Because what else was there? Honestly. Now, you swore me in. You gave me the moniker, DJ Butterfly Feces, because you heard I had a radio show even before this one. I was on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, I don't think anybody ever heard me. I asked my friends to listen, but I don't even think they knew how. You understand setting up an account or whatever, but how do you actually, you know, listen to Blog Talk? Anywho, there it was. You gave it in DJ Butterfly Feces. Now, I was not in love with the name. I was not. But the truth was, who was I to argue? See, Organic told me all about the little metaphor for the purpose. See, we all know about the little caterpillar that spins his cocoon or whatever and goes to his little workshop and then emerges a beautiful butterfly. But I don't know if people realize when that butterfly emerges, like every mammal, every insect, every animal, it leaves droppings behind. And that droppings fertilizer, things grow from there. So that's how I got the name. And then there we were. My parents threw me out basically right around the holidays, so, you know, the end of the year. So we basically spent New Year's Eve and New Year's Day in Vicenza, Italy. We did a lot there was to do there. I was excited. I was seeing the world, doing all this, whatever. But in a way, I wasn't particularly happy about what we were doing now. What were we doing? Well, we were doing all this. It's not that we left America. It's that we went, basically, here we're going to Nairobi, Kenya in Africa. I'm not prejudiced, but there's some places you're not going to be so well off visiting. Now, once again, when I first heard we were going to Italy, Africa, I remember thinking of it just a wild Serengeti open plain. But it wasn't really. There's a city. They got civilization there and whatever. But we weren't going to hang on so much that part. We're going around helping, picking up garbage. You know what? There were people living in the slums and landfills and whatever, making their homes out of the garbage they found. That we were picking it up, cleaning all of whatever. See, now the heat was getting to me. The heat had got The heat wasn't just making me sweat. It was making me hallucinate. Working this hard in this weather, pick up trash. I mean, dang. We really had to, even people that live there. I thought long and hard about how I know I said America had lost the way in a bad way. America was bad off, but there, of course, were places that were worse. Once again, after we basically pushed enough garbage around, clean up whatever, I tried to make friends with the homeless and whatever, the vagabonds. But once again, not everybody spoke English. Almost none of them did, except for that one wise elder who was there. The one wise guy, honestly. I remember, I went to him and I asked, "Are you happy here?" He laughed. "Happy here, happy here. This is my home. This is my country. I wish I wasn't living like this in this area. Sometimes I'm happy. Probably hard for you Americans to imagine. How could anyone be happy here? How could anyone be happy? But sometimes I am." And sure enough, things spun off from there. I basically just started telling to him, "We want to help basically you guys out here. We want to help you guys out here in Nairobi, Kenya. But I don't know how. I mean, we picked up garbage from whatever, but this doesn't have a system that helps its people out like it should. It doesn't. Some people are cast adrift. Look, they were living in a landfill, basically. That's what the slums looked like. You know what? Once again, all these makeshift shacks and whatever. Once again, I was thinking about the housing pod. Now, we don't have the resources to build one of those. It would have helped here. I mean, they help everywhere, but this was a place that really needed them. What to do, what to do, what to do. How to make their lives better. How to make them easier. How to help. How? I basically had come across this woman who basically I was sweet on. No, it's true. You see, she didn't speak English personally, whatever. There was just something about her. I don't know. I wanted to basically get to know her. I wanted to spend time. But how could I do that when she didn't speak a word of English? I didn't even know if she liked me or not. I didn't know nothing. How could I? There I was, simply literally wishing, I wish I could get out of this heat. I wish I could. I wish I could get out of this heat. I wish I could get out of this. Dang. It's so bad here. It's so bad. I basically decided, okay, I went to organic, and I said, okay, you know what? Organic. I'll tell you what. I'm going to talk to the elder, the English-speaking guy. I'm going to try to find out. Maybe there's something we can do here. Maybe we can, there's got to be some difference we can make for these people. The truth is, I don't know. I mean, I was just really, totally perplexed. I was just truly beaten. I felt like there was no way to help. They don't have, they're not having like a homeless problem to help these people out. They're throwing them out into whatever and picking up garbage. There's garbage everywhere. What are we going to do? Most of their homes are pretty much made of garbage. How am I supposed to help them? I remember I went to Organic and I said, maybe we could take some of them with us. They could join us on the trip. They can basically come around. They can basically help. You know, dude, here's the thing. A lot of them don't speak English. They don't speak English. A lot of them, they don't even know. Like, okay, you got to have, like, citizenship, like a passport, the right to go from country to country. They don't have that. We can't just keep trying to basically invite everybody who's in a bad way with us. Can't support all that. What to do? What to do? I just sat there thinking of what to do. And you know what? I didn't have an answer. I mean, that's why they're like this, dude. Sometimes there is no answer. I guess we could just try to help them. Try to be nice to them. Try to get on their good side and whatever. True story. What happened was, I remember, I basically said, okay, you know what? We tried to basically build these little shacks. We tried to help them out with their shacks. You know, basically tried to make it so they were living a little bit better. You know? We honestly did everything in our power to basically make sure that their homes were just a little bit nicer. We went in there and cleaned them up. And I like this, you know. We were basically trying something. We were doing something. We were trying a little different. We weren't just saying, okay, let's pick up some garbage and then try to basically see if a homeless shelter will take them in and then our job is done. We were evolving. We were doing other things. I said, I'm sure that basically there really is something to this place. I'm sure it has its good points. I was in a place where I didn't see any. Everybody, don't take it for granted. Because you never know when it might get worse. You never know. You just don't know. Don't have a clue. I wanted to make Nairobi, Kenya better. But how could we do that? I mean, is anybody really living well out here? I knew there were rich people getting whatever, but I was just at a loss. I was so frustrated. I was like, how do we help these people? I was mad at myself. I said, think. I went back to the girl I was sweet on, and I basically... I asked that guy, the old guy, to translate for me. I said, I tried to tell him of my tales, of all my exploits, and how we showed up there to help the world. And she agreed. He translated for me that she thought we were doing a hell of a job. We were doing the Lord's work. We were doing something. But how do I make life here better? I personally remember just basically saying, okay, see, I am making a difference. I'm making friends here. I'm doing right by these people. I'm doing something. I'm doing something. I'm helping out. And I was proud of that. Life here had gotten better. We did something. In a way, I remember thinking, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to be doing this forever. Oh, sure. We basically put out some fires. We helped people. We really did. But in the end, was enough work done? I mean, really? I asked myself, are we making enough of a difference? You know, when you help, they say all you're doing is buying time. It's a stall tactic. It gets better. It's much better. That's all we were meant to do. It's not about us succeeding. It's just about us trying. So that's what I was doing. I tried and tried. Organic said, dude, I know you're trying to be friends with everybody, but you got to be careful when you're trying to, you know. So you can try to help the wrong people, you know. Some basically kids, some Nairobi, Kenya kids invite me to play soccer with them. I jumped at the chance. Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I? I mean, it seems kind of, I mean, really, once again, we're doing something. Something important. In all its absolute glory, we had made a difference. And for that, I was eternally grateful. I remember thinking, I want to help more. I want to be Mr. Help. But how? I thought about that girl, basically, there that lived in Nairobi. And I wanted to invite her to come with us. Organic said we couldn't take everybody, and besides, that was her home. We should be trying to make her home better, not take her away out of it. What to do? I basically just sat there and just wondered and hoped. Finally, disaster struck. I got some news basically there that one of them had died. I mean, once again, I didn't really get to know him, but dang it, he was somebody who was there while we were there, and there was nothing anybody could do. And all I remember thinking about is that this just proves that basically there's a high body count when you're living on homeless, on the road and whatever. You're not listening. When you're living like this, it's a problem. It's a real problem. And I wondered if basically we really did have the solution. But I guess I didn't know what to do. Nothing we could do to save him. But at the same time, I began to ask, see, when you see how common it happens, you start basically thinking a little bit more about, you know, how I need to set my game up. You got to do something. You've got to. You've been listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces here, the one and only. Anyway, as we basically started basically packing up our stuff and get ready to take on. We started basically getting ready for our next destination, where we were going to. Who we're going to save now? Could be anybody. The die was cast in front of us. I remember thinking, we did help. We did make a difference. Still, I just wish we made a bigger one. Thanks for listening. You can get all our shows off Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. Tune in next week for the next installment. Thank you for listening. Thank you. And good night.
Good night.